moved up quietly past us, going up, not back. I could write, but you can imagine. We took the road at once and went up at the gallop. The colonel rode ahead to scout a position. We had only 4 guns, part of the ammunition column and the brigade staff. The 1st and 4th batteries were back in reserve at our last billet. Along the roads we went and made our place on time. Pulled up for 10 minutes, just short of the position, where I put Bonfire, his horse, with my groom in a farmyard, and went forward on foot, only a 1/4 mile or so. Then we advanced. Bonfire had soon to move. A shell killed a horse about 4 yards away from him, and he wisely took other ground. Meantime, we went on into the position we were to occupy for 17 days, though we could not guess that. I can hardly say more than that it was near the Yser Canal. We got into action at once under heavy gunfire. We were to the left entirely of the British line and behind French troops, and so we remained for 8 days. A colonel of the Royal Artillery, known to fame, joined us and camped with us. He was our link with the French headquarters, and was in local command of the guns in this locality. When he left us 8 days later, he said, "I am glad to get out of this hell hole." He was a great comfort to us, for he is very capable, and the entire battle